Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
The Well is coming to Knoxville. What's The Well, and what services does it provide, and why is it coming to Knoxville? Let's go in depth with Jason Henry, Executive Director of The Well. Jason, would you remind our listeners what The Well does? And I'm sure you're probably doing more than you did the last time we talked.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to say that The Well really starts with, we work with people that have struggles in their lives. And the way that we do that is we want to build relationship. We want to get to know them. We want to find out what is really causing that struggle, that challenge. And then we want to walk with them to find a piece of calm for themselves. So it's really important for us to listen to what a person is saying and really get ourselves in their shoes so we can partner with them and work with them and hopefully move them to a place where they don't have to struggle.
And you do this through a variety of programs. Could you share what those are?
We do. We have a ton of different programs going on at our Pella site today. We've got classroom types of programs on life skills, on money. We just recently started a Celebrate Recovery program for folks that deal with addiction. We also, I'm going to say it's more than addiction. It's those things that we struggle with in life, so I don't want to lock that into addiction. We also do programs for folks that they might have a family member that struggles with mental health and how to step into that. We have meal programs here. We partner with lots of other organizations like Food Shelves and Free Medical Clinics. And there's just a lot of different things we do. We've added a work program in the last year where we're employing people that struggle to find employment. And really, it's all about walking with that person, helping them find some stability in their life so they can enjoy success.
And so how do people get here, and what's their attitude when they come in general? It's probably all over, but is there people just open up and say, I need help, or are there people that just show up and don't know what to say? What's the mood of them coming in, and how do they learn about you?
Yeah, I'd say what brings a person into our door is they have some sort of poverty need in their life. So it might be they need emotional support for something. They need financial support for something. They might need help with a household move. It could be a wide variety of things that they need support for. Typically, they will find out about us through word of mouth. So they have a friend that has come here before, a family member, could be a church that has referred them here. So they can walk in with any variety of needs. They could have been directed to us from any variety of audiences. And once they get here, we want to love on them. We want to listen to them. We want to understand what their need is. And then we want to play some small part in helping them find their way to filling that need.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Jason Henry, Executive Director of The Well. Before, you've told me that you want to provide them the resources, training, guidance, whatever, so that then they can make it on their own.
Yep.
And don't need The Well's help anymore. And some of them I know come back to help other people coming in.
That's correct. I'm going to say it this way. The biggest thing that we want to do is we want people to believe in themselves. Unfortunately, we live in a world today where people say, you can't feed yourself, so let me feed you. You can't do this, so let me do this for you. Eventually, people start to believe they don't have the ability to do the things themselves. We like to speak truth to that person. God has given you gifts and talents and abilities. You can use those for your own betterment. And once we're speaking truth, once we have good relationship, it is amazing to see a person really enjoy the fruits of what life can offer. And you're right, many of the folks that do enjoy some success here, they continue to come back. They might come back for help. They might also come back to help others, which is really a beautiful thing to see.
Do you look at somebody and talk to them, and then do you try to find their strengths? Is that part of the process? Because, I mean, we all have differing abilities, differing strengths, and sometimes we might not even know that it is. Do you help us find that?
Absolutely. I'm going to say our discussion with someone we're working with starts with, we want to get to know you. Typically, when you open up a door that broadly, they will talk about things that interest them, things that they like to do, and it really can allow the opportunity for you to start focusing in on strengths. You're really good at this. Have you ever thought about doing this because of it? And I'll go back to saying, once you're in relationship with that person, it is just a really beautiful thing to walk with them and see them enjoy success. Because again, they're living in a world that tells them you can't. We want to tell them you can.
Well, and they might be speaking to you or, you know, some of the staff, and being able to share something they haven't felt comfortable with sharing with a spouse or a relative or a friend. So that, you might get that.
That's right. Honestly, the people that walk in and talk to us are very open and honest about, this is my life. Here's what's going well. Here's what I struggle with. They're usually not really inhibited by anything.
Really?
They're pretty open.
Well, I think I'd be holding stuff back till I got more comfortable. But I mean, a lot of Iowans anyway, Middle Westerners, we don't like to share that kind of thing. But you're saying that whatever happens, people just open up?
I'm going to say the folks we work with want to be heard. They want their struggles to be heard because they want help. They want somebody who can walk with them inside that struggle and help them out.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Jason Henry, Executive Director of The Well. How many people do you think that you do help every year?
Yeah, you know, it has been an amazing journey for us at The Well. This past year, our regular group of folks that we see 1,000 different people a year. Now, when I say this past year, if you recall, July 19th, there was a tornado that went through Pella. It hit Vermeer Manufacturing, and we provided tornado relief in the following weeks for that. So we met with a lot of Vermeer employees. During that 3 to 4 weeks following the tornado, we had an additional 1,000 people come through our door that we were not seeing. So there are literally thousands of people that come in and see us for the ministry support that we offer every year.
This week, I'm guessing, isn't anything special, but when I pulled up, it's a Thursday morning. When I pulled up and I counted them, there were 41 cars in the parking lot and a bicycle.
That's fantastic.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
A lot of cars. And some were at the thrift store, but a lot of them are in Sider. 41 cars. Yep. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. It's. I'll tell you what. Every day I am here, I am just reminded at the wonderful work the Lord is doing in this place, because I've told people this before, if we put an extra 50 parking spots at this property, they would be full. We'd be asking for another 50. People, resources continue to pour into the organization. It's a beautiful thing to watch and to be part of.
Well, now you're opening a location in Knoxville. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, we're really excited about that. We have been, really since The Well started, we have been working with resources in Knoxville. There's lots of resources down there we will refer people to. We see a ton of folks from Knoxville that come up to see us. So it's really been a natural partnership there. And I would say really about 3 years ago, we started at least having some discussion around, would it make sense to partner with resources down there in such a way that we actually put our ministry services down there. And it's been amazing. In the last year, that has really amped up. I'm gonna say this is being driven from Knoxville. They are saying, we want these resources there. We want these things for our community. And boy, that is really cool to be part of, is a community of churches, business leaders, community leaders that want to get the resources that support their community. And we're just humbled to be part of it.
Well, and you're going to be at the location that a lot of people are going to be familiar with in Knoxville, on Pleasant, the event center.
That's correct.
You're going to occupy that.
That's correct. So that was another one of those things where just the stars aligned. I started having a conversation with Rick. He was certainly interested in, here's something that's going to help our community. And we came to an agreement on this would be a good space. He's going to continue doing his auction business, but do it in a different location. And we're just ecstatic to be in that location.
Is it going to, it's one of the larger facilities in Knoxville. Is it going to be big enough?
Yeah, that's correct. So it will be a little bit smaller than what we have here in Pella, but there are two very distinct pieces that we will do when we're down there. One of them is we're going to put a thrift store down there. The thrift store will be a little bit smaller than the one we have here in Pella. As a reminder, 100% of the profit we generate from the thrift store helps fund what we do on the ministry side. So that is a significant piece of what we do as a ministry. Now, on the ministry side, we're going to put a resource center down there. And our resource center will offer the meet with clients on a regular basis and kind of help deal with the struggles they have in life. We will add some of our classroom programming that we do down there. So our ministry space will be very similar to what we have in Pella. It will also have a big open area that we can use for possibly meals, use for possibly classes, things like that. So it's about a 2,500 square foot space that our ministry center will be located in.
And any other services that are going to be offered out of there, or are you going to maybe direct some people back to Pella?
You know, I think a thing that I'm really proud of that our team does very, very well is partnering with resources that are in the area. So we never feel like we have to duplicate something someone else is doing. We need to have that connection that we can refer back to. So that is always going to be our first priority, no matter who we're working with and what community we are in.
When people think about community services in Knoxville, you know, people needing help, where people go to, people go to public health, but then they also turn to Helping Hands.
That's
Is
correct.
There going to be a relationship between the well and Helping Hands?
Absolutely. We would look at them as a partner, no different than we look at any other partner in a community. They offer things we don't offer. They are helping folks. We both want to help the same folks.
Anything else about your move to Knoxville that people should know about?
You know, I'm just going to come back to saying we are humbled by the opportunity to go down there. We are so excited about partnering with other resources. We just started announcing this week. My phone has been ringing off the hook with people that are just excited that we're going to play some small part in the great things that are going on in Knoxville. So it'll take a little bit of time for us to get set. So we'll ask people to be patient. At the same time, we'll ask people to get involved. And you can get involved by volunteering for things. You can get involved by financially supporting things. Obviously, when we get a store there, we want people shopping in our store because that helps us do more things. So there's lots of different ways you can get involved in the ministry, and we just look forward to doing that.
Do you have a target date when you're looking to open?
We do. Our target date, we're going to get into the building hopefully in December on the ministry side. So we'll start renovating the space to bring our ministry stuff over. And really, I'm hoping within 4 to 6 months, we are physical presence there serving the folks in Knoxville. So probably late spring type of time frame of 2019.
Thanks to Jason Henry for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.